There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio waves, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And don't forget to get more of Derek J over on his website, thederekj.com. What's up there right now, Derek J?
Oh, nothing. Actually,
you've got a bunch of stuff on your website.
Yeah, soon I'll be posting last night's episode of The Fiends, which was groundbreaking,
where
Chris Cantwell explained why he pulled a gun in Keene, New Hampshire.
That was so crazy, that situation. The video is going viral as we speak. It's up over at ChristopherCantwell.com. But what was so groundbreaking about the episode of Freedom Fiends last night was that Chris Cantwell was on as a Freedom Fiend co-host for the first time ever. And he and Michael...
And never. That's never going to happen again. Michael's already assured us. Yeah.
Oh, well. It was nice. I mean, it was really cool. Like, I went out to this rave last night, which was this wonderful experience. And then I come home at 2:50 in the morning or whatever and walk in. And I see Chris Cantwell hosting the Freedom Fiend. I just thought, oh, it's such a nice way to end this night. Because, you know, he and Michael Dean...
It's been a long feud.
Yeah, they've been at it for quite a while. And I guess, you know, this isn't going to end the feud. But it was an olive branch, I think, to some extent, at some level.
Yeah, I think it's nice when people can see each other doing things that they both respect. You know, not everyone is a 100% villain.
Yeah, so anyway, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. We were talking about Liberland moments ago and also had some discussion about the Coast Guard and joining the military and going to college. All those things you're welcome to comment on anytime you want at 855-453. But Liberland, I mean, maybe I don't know how closely you guys have been following it. I haven't been, so I didn't know. Maybe I'd heard a mention of him being arrested, but the president of Liberland has been arrested while attempting to cross into the territory known as Liberland. This is a very small plot of land, about, what did you say, 3 square miles?
Yeah.
About 3 miles square, that is between both Croatia and Serbia, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so he has been arrested. He was taken to a jail facility. There was a judge involved. This
yes.
is what we've discerned so far from the news story over at Russia Today, RT.com. But he's downplaying this in the official Liberland press release about this. He's certainly admitting to the detention. But did he use the term arrest? I'm curious. I don't know if you still have that post from Liberland pulled up where you were reading what he actually said, the sort of whitewashed propaganda version of what happened.
Yeah, his quote was, "Just a note, it was more friendly meeting than arrest." So, I mean, I've had arrests that were pretty friendly.
Sure.
But they're still arrests.
Yeah, you can't take away the fact that they are taking you away from your freedom. You wanted to go into Liberland, and a group of men came with guns and said, come with us. And then they had a nice chat with you when you were in their custody, but what would have happened if you'd said, no, I'm not going to come with you. I have business to attend to. I've got some trees to go cut down in Liberland so we can build our first log cabin or whatever it is that's going to happen out there. And they took him away from that freedom. And being nice about it certainly is better than having your teeth crushed on the, you know, in a curb stomp or something like that. So, you know, on the level of how the police could treat you, you know, at least they didn't stab him and leave him in the forest like they did with some of the ladies from Femin in Russia. And, you know, so things could be worse. And I can appreciating the fact that you weren't harmed in a more direct manner. But you were harmed by virtue of the fact that you were kidnapped.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to help him. So he's trying to play diplomat here, right? He's
yeah.
the so-called president of this new country. And so presumably he's going to have to deal with more bureaucrats. And he wants to put on a good face with these people. He's not going to say, I was roughhoused by the police. And, you know, what's that going to do for him down the road?
That's true.
So...
Was there more from the story?
There is, yeah. So we were just getting finished saying that neither country, Serbia, nor Croatia, really considers it their territory, but now it's apparently upsetting them. That
now it's both of their territory.
Yeah. So it says, that was never a problem for the self-proclaimed Republic of Liberland's president, who has gathered around himself people of all walks of life and professional backgrounds to help set up a working country that wishes to be a tolerant, utopian paradise.
Is this the press release or the RT?
This is RT.
Okay.
With little market... Oh dear. Yes, with
the
little market control.
Refresh.
Yes, and
I love
even
that.
Fewer laws. But for over a week now, and just days before the so-called free, I hate that they call it so-called. I mean, just go with it, right? If that's what they're calling it. Free Republic of Liberland was to be populated. Both the Serbs and Croats have been blocking the Czechs, Swiss, Danes, and others from reaching, from trying to reach the heavily forested area to set up lives there.
So everybody's
trying to move
stopped.
In.
Whoa. Okay, that's. I realize that we're now like more than halfway through this article, likely,
yes.
But that's to me one of the biggest pieces of news.
Yeah, that he's not the only one who's been stopped. There have been lots of other people trying to get in.
Whoa, that's pretty serious.
Hmm. So after repeated attempts by Jedlica's followers to reach the area, the Croats deployed patrol guards and motorboats, and the Serbs did the same.
Wow.
They're both upset. Hey, wait, you can't have that territory neither of us wanted. Now we want it.
Well, it's like, you know, when something's claimed, it's more of a challenge, right? So, you know, I've heard rumor that some women, for instance, will target married men. They see the ring on their finger, and it's like a challenge to see if they can.
No, it's not
conquer.
A challenge. It means they can commit.
But then it's but they want to.
It's antithetical if you want
to. They want to go after him to get him to cheat on his wife.
Right.
The idea. So like they see the ring. Anyway, it's more of a score if they win it. And so now all of a sudden somebody's interested in this uninteresting territory because someone else was.
Yeah, I guess that is like sort of a part of human nature. I remember seeing even in like elementary school or children in nurseries where a kid is playing with some block or something that previously the kids around him weren't interested in. But now that someone's playing with it, I want that block.
No, yeah, exactly.
I want to play with that toy. So the group of settlers proclaimed the parcel of land an independent country sometime in early April. Now it appears they have an issue with more things than just national recognition.
Boy, I'll say so.
Where's the video?
I mean, how many people?
Good point.
How many people have gone up and attempted to get into this place? They listed what three or four different countries.
Yeah.
So presumably, let's just presume at least three or four different people, if not eight or so, you know, a dozen people have gone and tried to get in. Why hasn't there been a single video? And maybe there is. Maybe it's on the Liberland Facebook page, and I just haven't seen it.
No, it's not. I've been on the Liberland Facebook page. I'm not seeing these videos.
That would seem to be the best place to post,
guys.
It.
What a great point. I mean. Duh, it's 2015. Everyone, presumably in Czech, it's similar to the U.S. Like, people have smartphones.
Yeah,
go
right?
Record. You're not prevented from having video cameras.
Even
I know they had them in the 1990s.
Right, even if you don't have a smartphone, video cameras cost next to nothing. I mean, if you can afford a train ticket or a plane ticket to go and try to fly into Liberland and then cross or fly into Croatia or whatever and cross into Liberland, you can probably afford to have a little $200 camcorder.
Serbian and Croatian legal experts are shaking their heads at the bold attempt to found a country on land that no one really forgot about. Quote, it's legally senseless that someone sticks a flag on a disputed territory and declares it an independent state, says one professor at Belgrade University.
Well, he's now calling it disputed. And... that hasn't been said in the news items, and that's what's sort of difficult, is that if a country says, this is my area, and another country says, this is my area, and they're in between, there's this little dot that apparently nobody's saying is their area.
They are now, though, apparently.
Yeah.
I guess that's one of the things that's changed, at least from our understanding of this. I mean, maybe the president, if you will, what's his name, Jedlica? Maybe the president in this case didn't really do enough research on this plot of land and thought it was unclaimed, but in point of fact, it always was claimed, and now that he's staked his claim there, then...
No, it couldn't have been claimed because both the Serbs and the Croats are going after this piece of land, so they're still disputing it. It sounds
like
it's exactly
what we predicted the whole time. Yeah, because he was saying it wasn't. He was saying this was undisputed, unclaimed land, right? Like, that was why they claimed Liberland supposedly in the first place, was that it was supposedly, oh, we don't want that piece of junk.
I can tell you after this news story that the UN is going to get all the governments together and say, all right, let's make sure we got our maps in order here. There's no more undisputed land, okay? Let's just get these lines in, or at least unclaimed.
Well, I want to hear more.
Dispute, but it can't be unclaimed.
I want to hear more. I think there's more of these legal experts or whatever. We'll come back. 855-450 free, and you can also take control here on Free Talk Live.
Going back to my victim thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here on the radio waves. We'll continue with more discussion about Liberland here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm.
I'm going to Freedom Fest this July. It's from the 8th to the 11th at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. It's going to be a great event. It's the largest collection of, you know, Liberty-type folks in one place. This is the biggest Liberty event in the world. And this year, it's called Discover the New American Dream. And this year, I would say, is probably going to be the biggest Freedom Fest yet. There's going to be the historic Paul Krugman and Steve Moore debate. So Krugman is the New York Times columnist and Nobel Prize winning economist. Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. They're going to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. This is the Super Bowl of sort of economic debates, and I'm pretty excited about it. Am I allowed to say Super Bowl? The big game. And lots of folks like Peter Thiel, Steve Forbes, John Mackey, they're going to be on site.
That's the guy from Whole Foods.
Yep, guy from Whole Foods.
He's a libertarian.
Grover Norquist, Congressman Alan West, George Gilder, John Allison.
Not all libertarians will be attending Freedom Fest, but it's...
Freedom Fest is it's also for types that are interested in economics, so since libertarians tend to be fiscally conservative, economically conservative, there'll be some people that agree with sort of the economic conservative aspect. Yeah. It's a much more big tent kind of group, but very interesting nonetheless.
You've been there a couple times.
I think just once.
Okay.
I only remember going once.
Maybe just once.
Yeah. But it's a great event. Go check it out. Freedomfest.com. When you sign up, please make sure that you click, you heard it on the radio, because that's how they'll know that it was Free Talk Live.
Nice.
Because we're their only radio advertising. It's at freedomfest.com. If you call them, and I'm going to give you a number here in a second, be sure to mention Free Talk Live. And, please come out and hang out with me. It's going to be a lot of fun. Freedomfest.com, 855-850-FREE. That's their number, is 855-850-FREE for Freedom Fest.
All right, let's go to Pizza Guy. He's in Fargo, North Dakota. We'll come back with more on Liberland here in a moment. Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I wanted to run some real situation by you and gauge how you feel about it.
Okay.
Exactly. All right, so I'll get it out, and then you can tell me how you feel about it. The current Republican frontrunner, who is endorsed by Judge Andrew Napolitano and Congressman Justin Amash, is going to filibuster the Patriot Act. How does that make you feel?
I like it. You're talking about Rand Paul?
I don't know what a filibuster is.
It's where they talk, right, for a long time?
It's only in the Senate, and it's one of these idiosyncrasies of the Senate. They're able to, essentially, as long as they used to have to declare it, but I think they stopped the declared filibuster thing, so it's just like, we're filibustering, rather than having to have somebody in there talking the whole time. But now you have to talk. And if you're going to do, as a congressman, as a senator, if it's not going to be a party filibustering, you're really going to have to just get up there and talk.
Isn't that where the whole stand with Rand thing started coming from? Because as long as he was standing, he got to talk.
That's correct.
That's cute.
So the idea behind a filibuster, as I understand it, is to simply delay something from happening, right? Is that it? Because
you can't
talk forever.
Attention to it. Nobody likes the Patriot Act.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it over, though? I mean, I thought the Patriot Act was already...
It's up for renewal.
Reauthorized all the time, and every time it sails to its flying colors. And so this is kind of my point, is to show that he's impure, but by calling this political power about him, I mean that's how he was able, by compromising, he was able to get in the Senate. And by compromising...
Well, good for him. I think that's fantastic if that's what he wants to do with himself. But I will not get behind people who compromise their principles when they're running for election. I've got a limited amount of funds and a limited amount of time, and I'm willing to spend those funds and that time on things that I think are worthwhile. And I don't think that Rand Paul's worthwhile. He doesn't do anything for me. You can point out things that are good.
Filibustering the Patriot Act doesn't do anything for you?
Not a damn thing.
Okay.
What's it going to do for me? Is it going to stop the Patriot Act? No,
I don't know. It
might not. It's going to delay it, right? It's just going to make it so, you know, it delays the vote until they And until he's done talking. Isn't that how it works?
You sound desperate in your desire to continue on with what you're saying here.
And I don't know what you're talking about.
What you're always doing is looking at the face mechanics of a situation and missing the actual implications. When there's a filibuster, it becomes a large, huge news item, and that itself has effect.
Good for him. I can support what he does on an individual basis, but I don't have to support the man for his election campaign, because that costs money and time. And like I said, with my limited resources, I'd rather spend that money and time here in New Hampshire on things that can actually make a difference where I live. I was willing to give money to Ron Paul's campaign because I felt Ron Paul was bringing a principled message of freedom, pretty damn principled message. You can nitpick a few things, but not like his son, which you can nitpick all over the place and big picks on his son. But I thought that Ron Paul was doing something very important, you know, getting on stage and talking about legalizing heroin in front of a Republican audience. I thought was a pretty cool moment. And, you know, he had a lot of those moments where he said things that you would never hear said in front of a national audience. And to me, I wanted to propagate Ron Paul's message. And so to me, that was worth giving him a political contribution in that campaign in 2008 and in 2012. But Rand Paul just doesn't do it for me. He doesn't float my boat. And there's, you know, yeah, great. He's right on a few things. Okay. Bravo.
Yeah. Pizza Guy, this is, I think that Ian has a pretty valid point here, which is that Rand Paul to the base, Ron Paul's base. Rand Paul isn't quite as exciting, right? Like, I gave an inordinate amount of money to the Ron Paul campaign, more than I probably should have, and didn't feel that great about it once they created the Campaign for Liberty with all the extra funds. I felt like that was an unfair thing to do. But, with Rand, because he doesn't have the same rhetorical style as his father, it doesn't motivate many people the same way. Do you see that?
I'm motivated by the fact that Rand Paul has accomplished politically more than his father ever did in 20, 30 some odd years of Congress.
I'd agree.
Which is important, but then there's actual moving of the ball down the field. And
what do political accomplishments look like, Pizza Guy?
A repeal of the Patriot Act.
Has that happened?
It seems like it's about to.
You don't get to say he's made all these political accomplishments and then give an example of something that hasn't happened yet.
He's the Republican front runner at this point, and I think
that in
and of itself is an accomplishment.
It's meaningless at this point in the presidential election. There's always some new poll and some new person entering the race, and those polls always change. Sorry, Derek, go ahead.
Being a candidate is not having accomplished something. I'd like an example of something that Rand Paul has accomplished that you are happy about.
Yeah, I got nothing off the top of my head, boys.
Got nothing. Thanks for the call tonight. Wow,
he's so impressive.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. But he has power, Derek J. Mm. We should get behind him because he successfully grasped and has power in his hands.
I'm sure he has more than one thing that he can sort of say he was involved with and they claim. He's worked with a lot of people, too.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. It's Free Talk Live.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
Attention. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of filed returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here toll free at 855-450-FREE. We got more to say about Liberland coming up here in a moment. The 3 square mile plot of land between Croatia and Serbia that was supposedly unclaimed, but now that Vit Jedlica has showed up, declared himself the president, and claimed it as Liberland. Apparently, Croatia and Serbia are now both saying that they claim the land, and they've sent out men with guns to guard, and gun boats, apparently, or something, some sort of, teams to guard the border of Liberland and harass and threaten people who are attempting to try to come there and try to, put up a house or a tent or something like that. So we can continue with that discussion. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. But Liberland is going to need to have a currency, right? So what about Bitcoin? I don't know if Liberland has yet announced if they're going to have any kind of national currency. If not, then presumably people would be using whatever currencies they wanted, and it'd be nice to see Bitcoin as one of those options, given that Bitcoin is an international currency, and Liberland, when and if it does become a thing, with people actually living there, will be a very international country, because so far, no one's been born, at least that we know of, in this particular plot.
Not in the recent past.
So
somebody's been born there.
You can go and get Bitcoin right now by going to expresscoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and they'll also make available to you Litecoin, Dogecoin, and some others. You can go to expresscoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Expresscoin.com, they'll actually let you do it via your smartphone through their app. And you can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin with no fee at all over at expresscoin.com. Get your cryptocurrency with money order or check And again, it's expresscoin.com with coupon code FTL. Let's go to Adam in Toronto before we continue with more on Liberland. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, it's been far too long. I love you guys.
Oh, welcome.
I just wanted to quickly sum up. I heard your discussion on the podcast I'm listening to now from last night, and the debate on public school went on for some time. It became quite worrying. I just thought I'd give you a quick soundbite to sum it up for the future. You can learn anything but obedience from anyone but the government. That's pretty much it.
You can learn anything but obedience from anyone but the government. So you learn obedience from the government.
First and foremost, you're learning obedience from the government.
Well, that's how the system was designed by the King of Prussia back in the day. I'm sure you're familiar with the story of the system's origin.
Yep. We've heard it before.
The Prussian school system. Yeah.
It's not that I disagree with what you're saying. I mean, obviously there's no disagreeing with what you're saying. But do you think it speaks to people? So many people went to government school. You know, probably more of my generation went to government school even than the current generation. People are moving away from government schools and doing homeschooling, you know, whatever types of homeschooling they're doing, or private schools and stuff like that. People are saying, I want more choices for my children. I don't know if what you're saying there, it'll certainly agree, you know, some people will say, yeah, that's fine, but many people want obedience from their kids.
That's
Adam?
Not a response I was prepared for.
Don't they?
That is something to think about. Well, obedience to them, but is the parent as obedient to the government? Would they not want their child to be more free? I mean, perhaps I'm projecting upon people.
Yeah, some parents do want obedience. I mean, some parents value, you know, being a cog in the system and nationalism and things like that.
Yeah, I can tell you my parents value obedience, and they wish I was more obedient to the government.
Well, maybe the government is less efficient at teaching obedience than even a private school could be. Send them to a private military school then.
Adam, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
What I think is, to encapsulate when it comes to government schools is, look, these are the worst schools in our given geographic area. The only thing that's worse than a government school is some other government school. That's the only way you can rate them. Generally, when you're talking about private schools or homeschooling or whatever, you're talking about getting the best education, you know, a better education than you're going to get from a government school. So you're talking about the worst school in a neighborhood, and it's so bad that they have to force us to fund it. That's what you're proposing to send your kid to if you send them to government school. Yes, you may have the good government school, but you're really only ranking it against other government schools. That's all you're really saying. You're not comparing it to what they should be comparing it to is other schools.
And
right.
Other ways of educating as well, because as we've seen, unschooling and homeschooling are two really, I think, effective ways of educating young people that don't have any of the trappings typically of these either government or public schools and the Prussian school system or whatever. It seems to me that both homeschooling and unschooling are very freeing for children, though I suppose there could be some homeschooling systems that are even less freeing, like, you know, even more obedience-oriented than the government schools, but that seems less likely.
Oh, yeah, I think he's right that you could make a school system that makes kids more obedient, no doubt about it, but
don't they call those military schools or something like that?
Even a homeschool you could do. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that there's plenty of...
You can have a homeschool dictatorship or something.
I've seen lots of homeschools that are a lot like that. You know, many religious folks do that, and there's a lot of people in the sort of religious community that value the, silent, obedient child thing.
Weird. So, share your thoughts here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. To go back to what you were saying, Derek J., about your parents or your mother specifically, I think my mom feels the same way. She doesn't want to see her son go to jail, for instance. And so she is afraid for me, basically, for what the consequences may be of the things that I do.
Yeah.
And she is afraid of that because she loves me and she cares about me as my mother. But unfortunately, what she advocates as a result of that is to keep your head down and to, you know, not speak out of turn and be obedient. So it's because of her fear is where she's coming from on that.
Right, but it's too soul-crushing. I mean, I couldn't just comply or keep my head down just to have an easier life, you know?
Just because you want, to have an easier life or to appease your mom.
Well, right? Certainly not.
Yeah. Either way, you're compromising your principles,
yes.
And that's not okay.
Yes.
Share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Liberland, it is a plot of land now in controversy. Apparently a lot more controversy than the president of Liberland originally thought. Vit Jedlicka has been arrested and detained for some time while he was questioned. He calls it like a friendly visit, but it sounds to me like he was doing it under duress, even if the officers were friendly about how they did it. And apparently they've also turned away others from physically getting onto the property of Liberland. So, there was more to the story from RT.com. Is that right, Derek J?
There's a little more, but I'm hesitant to even share it because it seems like the author at RT just went around saying, let me get some opinions from people who think this idea stinks.
I want to hear those opinions.
Okay, here we go.
These are legal experts, supposedly.
Yeah, legal experts say it's legally senseless that someone sticks a flag on a disputed territory.
Legally senseless.
Yeah.
It's a senseless system calls it senseless.
They would know. Also, the Croats call Liberland a virtual caricature, while the Serbs have described it as, quote, an entertaining act, which needs no further comment. Numerous backers of the idea, including...
I'm not sure it's not an interesting caricature. I mean, I think for that very reason, it has sort of some value. It is a bit of a caricature.
Well, even Jedlicka himself maintained that they simply wish to create, quote, a minimal state with, quote, a voluntary tax system.
Hmm.
And to, quote, experiment with society the way it wants to be. But even simple onlookers on both sides of the Serbian-Croatian divide, supporting the idea at heart, doubt that such a thing can be created smack in between two previously warring states still vying for the little parcel of land.
It does seem unlikely.
Well, Dominic Galanik from a nearby Croatian village says he can, quote, understand that some people are supportive of what's happening, but realistically, you can't just go somewhere and say, this is my country.
Well, I guess we'll see. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What is it that they say that favors the bold? Fortune?
Fortune favors the bold.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. Good for them. We'll keep an eye on it as well. There's more on the way here on Free Talk Live. Update on Cody Wilson coming up.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS? Or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online, drop by freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier right now at amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP, as in advertise, market, and promote.
That's what it says in.
Right. The concept being you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new listeners to the ideas of freedom. So, once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room, or excuse me, not chat room, amp-only forum, the amp-only Facebook group, which is better, in my opinion, than a chat room. And you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Please help us out for $5 a month. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you in advance. But more on Liberland. I mean, is there more to say here as far as, obviously, we've burned through the story here from RT. There's these legal experts who are saying, ha, 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 this is ridiculous. You know, but it's something, right? Like, there are people who've tried to go to this place, and they've been stopped. Now, all of a sudden, the Croatian and Serbian governments have put border guards on this previously supposedly unguarded plot of land and are actively defending it as though they're staking a claim themselves. It's turning into a real contested area.
It makes me wonder if these legal experts would have more respect for Liberland if it were founded in violence, if they used guns to say... Yeah, well, that's been the tradition historically, but I like that Liberland is a little bit different in the sense that they're saying, hey, here's some unclaimed land, we're going to homestead it, we're going to make this ours, we've claimed it now, and we're going to make it nice and be respectful. It seems like they're not speaking of violence at all against the Serbs or the Croats. Right. And so it says to me these legal experts respect the gun and not words and...
Those legal experts have every reason to respect the gun.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The gun's a very traditional means of establishing state power.
Well, let's go for a new one.
I'm for it. I haven't talked about the Liberland thing much here on the air because I just can't take it terribly seriously. It doesn't seem to me to be anything more than people who just want to dream about something on the internet.
But there are people going...
They've tried to go there.
They haven't moved to. They haven't even. Have they signed up for the Free State Project? Where
not everybody wants to join the Free State Project. It's not necessarily easy to immigrate.
Nearly 2,000 people have already picked up and moved.
Okay, but it's not necessarily an easy thing to immigrate from Europe or of Russia. Those areas. That it's not an easy thing, right? So it would make sense for those people to go to Liberland, where in theory, if they were able to cross the border into Liberland, they might be able to have a chance at setting something up there. But right now, that's being prevented. And let's talk about some strategies here. So we had mentioned earlier, hey, where's the video? If there have been these different countries, people from different countries who've tried to go and have been stopped, which is what the report from RT says, let's see the video of what this confrontation looks like. How many of these agents, these Border Patrol agents, do they have around this 3.5 square mile plot of land? I mean, there can't be that many of them. So, how many agents are there? What's it like when you go up and you try to make a cross into Liberland? What are they saying to people? What's the threat? What's it like when somebody gets arrested? Let's get more information about that. And then how many people would it take to outnumber the number of guards?
Or could they be bribed?
That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
But, whatever it takes, obviously they're not going to want to take a bribe on video. That's probably something that
you could record surreptitiously.
True.
I mean, you'd probably want to.
No,
you'd probably
want to.
It's not
going to
be very successful in the long term, though.
But you'd probably. Sure, it could be in places like Mexico.
Because it gets put up online.
No, somebody puts it online.
Oh, right. The guard goes to jail.
Right.
All right. But surreptitious video is probably the way to cross the border in the first place anyway, because it's going to change the outcome once you've got a big video camera standing in between you and a guard. They're going to be. I don't know. They're just going to be more authoritarian.
Why can't I go there, officer? What is the reason I cannot go from this point on this land to that point on that land? What is the reason for that? And further, how many people would it take to overcome them? Like, if there were 100 people there that wanted to cross into Liberland at one day,
they just
one time,
rushed it.
Yeah, like a big marathon race or something like that.
That'd be great.
A bunch of people going in there. What would they do?
Stuck. It's not like there's freedom of transportation that way. Like, every time they want to go get something from the outside world, they've got to run a marathon with 100 other people.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, it would just be the symbolism of being able to physically overpower these men with
once,
numbers.
And then you're stuck. You're surrounded by those men.
They're going to go get you and drag you off if they want you badly enough. See, this is really the problem going and playing with these foreign governments. Exactly what is this going to be like? I don't know, and I don't trust these people. This sounds dangerous. I'm just so not interested in this project. It's just yickety-yack.
It's another move here project.
It's just another move here project. I've got a Facebook page.
They've gotten a lot more...
Okay. Yeah, they've gotten a lot of press.
You've got a Facebook page called the Move Here Project, which has sort of looked at the history of these similar things of we're going to set up a plot of land and people are going to come here kind of projects, right?
Yes.
So the Free State Project is the most successful of all of these with over 16,000. Is it 16,000 or 7? I don't even know what the numbers are right now. I should probably check.
It's over 16, not quite 17.
Okay, so over 16,000 people have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to, when they move here, be activists for more freedom in our lifetime. And that's going very well. There are over 1,700 people who are here now as part of the Free State Project. People are coming from internationally, but it's not easy, so it's a slow-going thing.
Sure.
There was at one time a Free State Europe, which sort of fizzled out.
Yep.
There have been a lot of these fizzlings.
There aren't that many people in the world who are willing to do something for more freedom. I mean,
it
takes a lot.
It's a huge dedication.
And there's no clearly marked path. It's not like, it would be one thing if it was move here and then follow these set of clear instructions. But it's move here and figure out how to find freedom.
Yeah, it's
you're
like,
on your own.
Move here, freedom.
Right? Yeah.
So we've got to figure out the whole question mark part. Let's go to Andrew. He's in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Andrew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome.
I love the show.
Thanks. Go ahead.
So someone who's living in Connecticut as an anarcho-capitalist, it's very difficult sometimes dealing with all the statists here. It's really overgrown. And
that's what it's like everywhere.
Yes. I mean, it's starting to feel like California over here. But I wanted to call in because I was listening. I was just on my way to work this morning. I was just going out doing my thing for business. And I turned on the radio show. There's just a radio show that was on. And it's one of those silly shows that you just listen to. And we're talking, and they're kind of like liberal leaning. and they were mentioning like the taxes, like the new taxes that they're trying to pass in Connecticut.
Is this a local show in Connecticut?
Yeah, it was just something. It was just something pertaining to Connecticut. Yeah, for like
got it.
For like taxes.
Okay.
It's just a silly. It's like a silly morning show, but even they are talking about it because it's such a relevant and trending topic.
Hmm.
And they were like, basically, the state is like drowning in debt, and they just keep on trying to tax the hell out of everybody. And so one of the things that now they're proposing is, well, let's tax people who want to go golfing, or let's tax you if you want to go to the vet to take care of your dog. So like, if you get a dog, it gets in an accident and you have a bill for like $1,000, you're going to get taxed a ton of money on top of that. So it's like even stuff like, you name it, they're just trying to come up with every single little way to get you.
Yeah, it's funny that in some places they'll call it a luxury tax, and then you're supposed to feel bad when you have things like a beer because you're apparently enjoying some kind of luxury.
Well, this is not uncommon for governments, especially these days, since the sort of the real estate bubble popped and the property tax takes from these, you know, various different areas are going down. The governments don't want to lose their lifestyle. They don't want to lose the sort of the largesse that they had access to previously. So they got to come up with drastic ways to try to make up that shortfall, which includes increasing fees, increasing fines, adding new fines and fees for various different non-crimes, like taking a dog to the veterinarian or something like that, new taxes left and right. And there's got to be something that can stop it. And I think the Free State Project is that something. I mean, up here, it's just the sort of the nature of New Hampshire. It's not so much the Free State Project, but the Free State Project is here to sort of, I guess, back these guys up, back the sort of the New Hampshire natives up to be the sort of the front lines and the back lines, if you will, but to fortify, that's the word I'm looking for, to fortify the freedom movement that already exists here, the sort of freedom-oriented mentality. I'll give you one example. Even in Keene, New Hampshire, which is arguably the most sort of lefty city in all of New Hampshire, one of the largest tax rates.
It's New Hampshire's North Korea.
I mean, by comparison, it's one of the worst tax places in New Hampshire. And even here, when the city council starts talking about possibly raising the parking fines from $5 to $10, as well as raising the actual rate for what you pay for parking at the parking meters, there's a big pushback. There are business owners who sign petitions, hundreds of people on the streets who sign petitions saying, we don't want this. And there's pushback against it. They tried to implement the kiosks a few years ago, and there was enough sort of natural pushback just from the regular folks of Keene against this stuff that they didn't bring these parking kiosks into play. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. If you want to hang, Andrew, you can.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.